In the world of chefs, to come up with a new flavor combination or even a new dish sometimes isn't enough. For a certain kind of restaurant, creativity is measured in how many new ideas or techniques you come up with. Can you make food that literally no one else has ever seen before? Well, to do that, there's a whole class of chefs who basically never cook food that you or I will ever eat. They're there purely for R&D, research and development. Ali Bouzari, a culinary scientist himself and a contributor to our show, interviewed his business partner, Dan Felder, one of the brightest minds in this field, on some of the lengths he's gone to try to get a new idea right.
So what you were doing with these restaurants in a small contained test kitchen space, doing a bunch of trial and error, educated guesses, not so educated guesses, you were making a lot of versions of a few different things to perfect them enough to the point where they could be put on a restaurant menu. And I think we tend to imagine a lot of esoteric, like space food, things that levitate and smoke and read your fortune to you. But it sounds like you worked on a ton of more innovative or different takes on classic dishes, stuff that's really recognizable that diners maybe wouldn't even know took months of tinkering to get to. Can you talk about some of those?
You know, I think we're at a point in food where a lot of the good ideas are taken. And there isn't a massive kind of next frontier that is disconnected from everything that's come before it. Innovation is iterative, and there's often a spark or a grounding element to what you do in a kitchen. There are some hard and fast rules when it comes to physics and chemistry that are unavoidable in food. So within that world, if you want to do something really innovative, it is kind of mandatory to live in the classics and understand and really immerse yourself in technique and ways of doing things that have already been tested. So, you know, there was a number of fried chicken projects that I worked on at various points, and everybody has an opinion about fried chicken and a way of doing it. And the way we went about it was to understand all of these different styles of fried chicken from different places, you know, Southern kind of traditional American fried chicken versus Korean fried chicken versus like teriyaki and things like that in Japan, and draw from those influences the combination of things that would work within the context of the restaurants we were going to implement these in.
Which is fascinating that there is an origin point. Like, we can make fried chicken on day one, and yet there are these restaurants out there that are constantly saying that's not good enough. Even though there is something we could theoretically put on the menu right now, let's fry hundreds of different ways to figure out how we can make it our own and make it special and make it different for people.
For sure.
So I imagine there's a lot of collaboration with the people who will end up executing on the recipes that you develop. Does every dish make it there?
Absolutely not. There isn't a ton of value in an idea. The value is in the execution of the idea. There are, I don't know how many things I've worked on that never went anywhere, and there are a few that did, and that is always really exciting. And I'm particularly drawn to really simple things and figuring out how to do something new from the simplest origin point, or to take something very complicated and make the simplest possible, like, reductionist version of that thing where it doesn't require whatever capital expenditure to make it happen.
Like what?
I think the best example of something I devoted just a ridiculous amount of time to that never went anywhere was an egg dish for a restaurant. We knew that it needed to be something we hadn't done before. And eggs are extremely familiar, extremely well explored in the culinary context. And I got this idea of wanting to serve someone an egg in a shell that we or they cracked themselves and that it would look like a raw egg on a plate with some garnish.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea evolved from, okay, let's leave the egg yolk in the shell without breaking it, but remove the white.
Easy.
And then inject a broth into the egg, seal the hole we'd made so that it looked unbroken, and then cook it in a water bath so that the yolk would be nice and creamy, and then the guest would, or we would, present it and crack the egg in the bowl, and it would be like an egg drop, a very yolky egg drop soup, but they would have no idea that it was chicken broth. The like extra layer of complexity that I wanted to place on it was to do it as a clarified broth, which so it'd be completely clear and then have the yolk streaking through it, but it never quite got to that point. But what it meant was taking two approaches to how do we remove an egg white and not the yolk from an egg through like a pinprick.
Mm-hmm.
One of the approaches was chemical, which was looking at leveraging the natural osmosis that is possible through an eggshell and using a bath basically to denature the proteins in the egg white and make it super runny so that it would just flow out.
Hmm.
The second part of that was how do we get it to flow out? So we ended up using just air displacement in the shell, but to do that we had to make a tiny pinprick and then take a hypodermic needle and blow air up the side to the top of the eggshell, producing enough force to disengage the white from the yolk and drain out the bottom. So on my best day, I could do like a dozen in an hour without, you know, with however many others broken along the way. The ones that were successful were awesome. It sounds super cool.
Astonishing. I mean, it sounds like it would literally stop the show as everybody crowded around to see what it was like.
It was an amazing idea that never went anywhere. And it was a valuable lesson mm-hmm. in my career as an R&D chef that a great idea can't save you if it can't be made.
Hmm. So when you started talking about hypodermic needles, that doesn't sound like kitchen supply store.
No, it was difficult to buy hypodermic needles at the time. We ended up just going around to different methadone clinics and pharmacies to get sterile syringes.
So it seems like another through line where chefs these days are often thinking up ideas for which equipment doesn't necessarily exist already.
Yeah. Often it's either adjusting the process of making something to suit the equipment that's on hand or building things you need. So having soldering irons and sheet metal and all sorts of tools on hand to make whatever is required. Like for another egg dish, we needed a way to cut an egg shell open without any brittle, broken edges so that we could use the shell as the serving dish for, I think it was a custard and some caviar. So what we ended up developing was this sort of like drill press thing that instead of being a drill bit, it was a blade. So the egg would sit on this rotating base, so you could rotate the egg opposite of the way the blade was spinning, but hold it in a fixed position so that it would cut really evenly. You know, no two eggs are the same, so being able to adjust it so that we can adapt to various heights and widths, and then how do we contain the inevitable like egg white spray that blows off of a fast spinning blade and contain it in a way that's safe to use, effective to use, and ultimately is $100 thing instead of $1,000 thing.
And so I got to see the finished thing, and it was like a computer fan with a blast shield.
Yeah.
Just sawing through eggs, trying to make something that had really clean angles.
Yeah, and that a diner would never get even a hair size piece of eggshell in any bite.
Well, if all else fails, the rest of the world will always be able to enjoy the fact that there are wackos like you who are willing to go to these extraordinary lengths to make food really great. So,
for sure.
Dan, thanks for coming in and chatting.
Thanks very much for having me.
Dan Felder is the Chief Innovation Officer and co-founder of Pilot R&D. Ali Buzari is also a founder of Pilot R&D and is the author of Ingredient, Unveiling the Essential Elements of Food.